This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media.
Hey, hey, Mark Normand here. Just letting you know to check out the Laughable app. Best podcasting glossary out there. Is it glossary? What the hell's a glossary? All right, but yeah, check it out, Laughable app. Get it on the iPhone, whatever the hell, Droid. It's a doozy. You got all the good pods, all your favorite. Just plug in your favorite guy or gal, and it'll come up. Or trans, whatever there is. Laughable app. You know them. We love them. We're on there. They're all on there. I'm gay.
Hey, Mark, fake banter for the intro.
That's all I know how to do.
Great.
Good to be here.
Welcome to Tuesdays with...
Stories.
Hit her in the face with a surfboard.
And then the duck fell out of his bag.
Surf's up. And she didn't even flush.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Mark Normand and Joe List.
Yeah! This is Tuesdays with Stories, everybody.
Yeah, that's terrible.
This is supposed to be cheesy. My radio is spitting
at me. Ooh. All right, we're live. This
oh,
is it.
Hey, oh, waking it up here, folks.
Yeah, this is an early morning recording. This might be our earliest ever recording.
Yeah, this is a good morning Vietnam over here.
Yeah, it feels like we're live from Vietnam. It feels like Patriots Day, the holiday, but the only professional sporting event that starts before noon, 11 a.m.
Right?
There's a movie about Patriots Day now that makes me cringe every time. I'm sure we'll lose some of these Boston nuts up there.
Was it the Wahlberg?
When Wahlberg is walking through and he goes, they messed with the wrong city. You're like, all right, come on with this. And here's the thing. We talked about this wherever in Austin, but I don't doubt that that guy said it, but that doesn't make it not a fucking cheese dick movie moment.
Cheesy line, but they had to book Wahlberg. He was born to play this role.
I guess so.
Who else is going to do it, you know?
Jeremy Renner. Jeremy Renner does a great Beantown accent.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, and Louie and the town. And that other thing.
Town was underrated. Big fan of the town.
Town was pretty good, but it came apart at the end when it turned. They start robbing. It turned into an action movie at the end of it.
I thought it was an action movie.
They're like, fucking. They're shooting machine guns at Fenway and his bar.
Right,
it's a whole
right.
thing at the end.
Yeah.
Tanks.
And they had the old gardener. There's always an old creepy guy.
But yes.
He was a florist.
The florist.
Uh huh.
Florist is fun to say.
What if you're? What if you work on floors? Shouldn't you also be a florist?
Well, you used to mop floors, did you not?
I did.
But I believe they call that a janitor.
Custodian.
Custodian.
They called me a porter, which is like the nice way. It's like saying African-American.
Oh, I see.
Instead of colored.
What are you saying about porters?
I'm saying they're always late.
Oh,
no,
oh
no.
Nelly.
But, That was a good gig. I loved that job.
Really? I thought you hated it.
Well, I mean, it sucked. But I mean, for a job, I was working 3 days a week. It was different every day. You know, you'd mop the floor, then you had like a possum in the duct.
Got possums?
We got a possum.
Wow, I can't picture you being my possum guy.
I was the possum go-to.
Boy, that is hard to believe.
Yeah.
If I had a possum, I'd go through 30 people before I called you.
Hey. Don't profile.
I'm profiling.
Yeah, it was there was no phones, there was no paperwork. I never wrote a thing down. It was labor. I like labor.
Really?
I'm a labor day.
Oh, I hate a labor.
Give me a labor. I move furniture. That was a great gig. You just work it out. You're using your body. You feel good.
I guess so, but then your body starts to break down. You're hurt. You're like, my back. You got to lift a thing up. It is better than paper. I don't like the paper, the typing. I don't know how to use a computer.
I can't type either.
Oh, wow. Fun.
You can't type?
I can type okay now. I mean, I've been typing for 20 years now.
Yeah.
So I can get, but I'm not like a, I've been trying to set up, I have a new website.
Yeah, joelistcomedy.com.
ComedianJoeList.com. ComedianJoeList. But now I'm trying to put in the dates and it's arbitrary? No, What's the word when you want to, it's, you do it over and over again, it sucks?
Pornhub? Wait, arbitrary.
Not arbitrary, but it's...
Irrelevant?
What? No, my dates are very relevant. Go check out
Wait
my dates.
Minute.
What do you
Random?
Call it? No, when you do the same thing over, it's repetitive, it's shitty work, it's very blank.
Monotonous.
Monotonous, maybe.
All right.
I don't think that's it either, but it's monotonous.
Mononucleosis.
My relationship is monotonous.
Uh-huh. Mine's monogamous.
That's the word I was looking for.
See.
All right. Anyway, and
mine's probably not.
Ooh. Porters.
Yeah. Porter wasn't a bad gig, but every now and then it'd be like, Ricky shit up the bowls. You got to get in there.
So oh.
You had to get on your hands and knees and get those bowls.
You got to know if some low-life motherfucker sprayed diarrhea all over one of the bowls.
Right.
Reservoir Dogs.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's get into some stories here because we haven't recorded in 6 months.
Yeah.
And these people now, everyone's complaining, but we're going to be back on track now.
We're back, folks.
I mean, right now we're going to talk about Christmas. What is it, January 10th? And we'll do some Christmas. So we're like 15 days. That's not so bad.
Yeah, yeah. But then we'll do that one. Then the next one, we're right in there, right in the pocket.
Yeah, we're in the pocket.
So we'll be back to norm.
Speaking of January 10th, tonight, live Tuesdays with Stories at Stand Up New York.
That's right.
Yeah, we got some fun guests. Samantha Ruddy. And
Leonard Oots.
Leonard Oots.
Big Oots, baby. If you haven't seen this cat, he is a funny porter.
He's a big old bear cat, this guy. He's a possum guy. That's who gets my possum.
What? That guy ain't no possum.
You're right. He wouldn't be able to fit in the duct.
He would get stuck in that duct. You'd see him walking through or crawling through above you, and all the metal would be expanding, you know?
He's got to be a movie star, that guy.
Oh, he's got the big eyeballs bulging. He looks like a racist caricature.
That reminds me of the beloved cunt, Curb, when he goes, have you seen Carrie Top? He comes out there with a big mop of red hair.
Oh, yeah.
It's Cheryl's dad is describing Carrie Top. He comes out with a big mop of red hair.
Yeah, like, you got to see this guy. He's got red hair.
Some guy tweeted that we're mailing it in. Are we mailing? This isn't mailing.
Not mail. It's 11 in the morning, folks.
No mail.
This is morning radio.
What about a mailman? You ever do that gig? You get nice calves.
I would do that, but I'm scared of the dogs.
Oh, the dogs. Forget about it.
I still walk by a dog with a fence. I shiver every time I go, oh, geez. You know, the dog runs up. Ha! It's just a chain link.
No, I was flipping out yesterday. It was on a balcony.
That's right. Yeah.
I can't handle the dogs. The teeth, the barking, the assholes. It's too much.
The dog wants to hurt you. It's not fun.
And you can't communicate with it.
Right. You can't reason. You can't go, hey, man, I got a special.
Yeah.
Check out my stuff.
Yeah, ComedianJoeList.com, live Tuesdays with Stories tonight.
It's going to be a fun one. Come on out. This is our third one, I believe.
Well, the second one at the club.
Yeah.
And then we did Joe List and Friends, which was not a success.
Well,
I don't know what the ticket sales are tonight.
We had the Trump fans come in midway, and...
Which I don't think we ever confirmed that they were Trump fans. They were just white people.
No. I went, you guys look like Trump fans. And they went, hell yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then
wow.
The guy had three hot daughters. I think I talked about this, but the guy had three hot daughters. I went, I'm going to grab your pussies. And they go, whoa, don't say that. I'm like, well, that's his whole thing.
Well, it's going to change. How about Trump is all upset at Meryl Streep?
Oh, yeah.
My friend Brian Joyce pointed this out. Everyone's calling these, we'll get off of politics. It's eight people going to tweet at me. But all these Trump people go, it's soft, and all these faggots, and we've turned it into a soft nation, and everyone's bitching and complaining, and then Trump gets made fun of. They're like, Meryl Streep's a piece of shit, fuck her, and you're like, well, aren't you soft now? You can't take it?
Right,
you can't take a little Meryl Streep ribbing?
Or Alec Baldwin, or the other guy. Anytime Trump's upset, he tweets about it.
I know, he's tweeting, the president-elect is tweeting at Meryl Streep, and calling her overrated, by the way.
She's
been nominated for more awards than anybody in history.
That's
but anyways,
hilarious.
Who cares?
Mm.
I think we should be friends with the Russians. Sounds great to me.
Yeah. I like vodka.
Get some Russian bitches over here. And
ooh-wee. Russian women, really something. And Moscow. Russia's just so big. There's so many gals over there. They put them in that sex trade. They put them in crates. I love it.
They did a funny bit about on Family Guy with the problem with sex over there is the big coats. You can't tell. And then they count from 3 to 1. They take their coats off, and the guy's like 800 pounds, and the chick's hot.
Uh-huh.
That's a fun gag.
Yeah, Family Guy will pull it out every now and then.
I love it. I love it.
It's a joke a second.
It's really great. The other day, Chris was dating a girl, and he goes, her name's Lindsay, like the state. That's good stuff. Come on, what are you kidding?
I hate American Dad, though.
No, I can't get into American Dad.
I tried. I really tried. There's an alien. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little much. Hey, let's talk about Christmas. I mean, we got to go way back here a couple weeks.
Yeah, I'm digging deep. Well, can I say this?
Please, you can say whatever you want. It's your show.
Before Christmas, you know, I'm in New York. It's like, I don't know, December 22nd, 23rd. It's got that vibe. You can feel it. The bing dong, the bell guy with the Santa hat on outside with the Salvation Army. The tree's up. You know, it's cold out. It's great. I'm sitting at the Comedy Cellar.
Uh-huh.
Louis C.K. shows up.
Oh, Louis C.K.,
big comedian, famous, bald, gay, and we're chatting, and we're you know when you're chatting, and you know this, but when you're like, oh my god, Louis C.K., and then you start talking, and you forget that he's big.
Of course.
You know, but you feel normal for a second. You feel like equal, not equals, but you know, you feel like chums.
Yeah.
And so he's talking, and we're talking, and we're talking about Chris Rock, we're making fun of him. And then he walks away, and he comes back in like 2 seconds. He goes, ah, shit, can I borrow $20? And I go, yeah. I mean, when Louis C.K. says, can I borrow $20, you pull out that pocketbook. So I take my wallet out. I open it up. I have $120 in there. That's all I had. And I just pull that $120 out, and I give it to him. And he goes, ah, thanks. He had to go tip a guy. And he runs back, and he's like, I'll pay you back. And I'm like, all right. I watch his set, kills it, whatever. He comes back, and he goes, ah, I feel bad about the 20. I go, oh, I'll be all right. He goes, you want to do town hall tomorrow? How about that?
That's pretty good. $20 for town hall.
Yeah.
I'd pay $1,000 to do that gig.
I haven't gotten paid yet.
Really?
No.
What was a benefit? Might not get paid.
I filled out a W-9, the whole thing.
Might pay $20.
Ah, well, I didn't get that either.
Oh, geez. You should get $1,020.
I know.
Or whatever it is.
So I go, I'm skipping home now. I'm like, oh, my God, town hall. I saw him there in 09 with another comic, Ron Lynch.
Oh, I love Ron Lynch.
I had fucking nosebleed seats. It was like $50 a ticket. It was crazy. And I spent everything I had. I was a porter.
Hey, porter.
Sat in the back with my friend. We really laughed. And so it was cool to be on the other side now. So I show up. I bought some new shoes. I got a sweater on. I'm looking good. But you don't want to look too good. It's a Louis gig, you know. And I show up, and there's Marc Maron in the green room. Yeah.
Ring?
Huh?
Was he wearing the ring?
I believe he was.
Yeesh.
Yes. And he's a presence, that guy.
He is a presence.
He was sitting in a big leather chair like a throne. He had his legs crossed, just staring at the door. I was like, oh, fuck.
He's the podcast king. He paved the way for us.
I guess so. But when you're not ready to see a Maron, it's jarring. You're like, oh, there he is.
I think I could prepare for a month. I'd still be jarred.
I was jarred. And I think I actually said, what the fuck? Not even trying to be funny. Because it's not. And, yeah, he was just like, who are you? And I'm like, oh, hey, Mark, we met. And he's like, yeah. And then we just, you know, bullshit for a while. And, you know, he was nice, and we talked about comedy and whatever. And then Louis shows up, and they're chatting, and they're old buddies. And, man, what a show. And Louis's like, oh, you're going to go first, then Maron. And just, that is such a 44th Street or whatever the hell it is, 42nd, I think. I don't know. But, man, it was just a beautiful theater backstage and so much history. Ah, God, the crowd was hot. Just a real good time. What a great room.
Now, what was it for? Because it was a benefit show.
It was a benefit for his kid's school.
Oh, yes. He's very good with those schools.
Yeah, he's helping out the schools.
It's always weird when you have a celebrity at the school because you're like, we got to do a benefit. And you're like, you could just give us all the money. You could just give us $1 million. They're over there selling cookies.
But it's like the gift card effect. You can't just give money. You got to do something else.
Right. You got to do a thing.
Isn't that weird how we're weird about money? We all want money. We work all day for money, but we can't give it. It's tacky. It's not tacky.
It's very strange, yeah, to just give like you can just give your girlfriend money. But yeah. I guess some people do. Remember when Henry Hill gets the most expensive tree and then gives her the cash? It's exciting.
Yeah.
Happy Hanukkah.
That's right. I've given a lot of gals cash. But
some people are hard to shop for. Like my mother, she's very particular. Like myself, she's very particular. So you can't. My girlfriend's like, she likes candles. Let's get her candles. I'm like, but she hates every candle but the three candles she likes. You can't just get her stuff.
Yes.
Most gifts, my whole life, December 26th, my mother going, look at this piece of shit I got.
Oh,
you know
God,
what I mean? So you gotta give gift cards. So I just wanted gift cards, and you feel bad.
Yes.
And I didn't get a card, so I'm just handing her like a ray of gift cards. I'm like, there's gas, there's Dunkin' Donuts, and there's the supermarket, and
That's
there's
the
dildo shop.
Those are all useful.
Not bad, yeah.
Dunks, they call it.
Yeah.
Is that real?
Dunks, let's go to Dunks, yeah.
All right.
That's my grandfather's name.
There's so many bad Boston movies, I don't know what's what anymore.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of good ones. What are the bad ones?
What's that one?
If you like The Town, I mean, there might be no good. They're all good.
What's that one?
Gone Baby Gone is good.
Good Will Hunting
is good.
Yeah.
Mystic River is a tad overrated, but pretty good.
What'd you think of The Departed?
Departed is good.
All right.
It's not great, but it's good.
Not great, but good. All right, so that's the thing. But that's the thing. If you're more into something, it's harder to get a gift. You know, they go, oh, get a candle. She loves candles. But if she's into candles, she's going to know the right candle to get. It's like comedy. I can't just get you a Jen Kirkman special.
No, I don't want that.
Right, exactly. But it's comedy.
But it's, yeah, it feels weird. I'm like a Pearl Jam guy, so people try to get me Pearl Jam stuff, and I'm like, you got me 10? I got this when I was 10.
Yeah, what are you, crazy?
It's like crazy. They're like, I got you this book. How good is this? And yeah. I'm like, yeah, I bought it the day it came out. I waited in line. What are you, nuts?
Right, right.
So you gotta go over the top when someone's a big fan of something.
Right, exactly.
It also gets hard for people. Like, I go out, I buy whatever I want.
Yeah.
I'm not a penny pincher. I go, well, that's a book I want. I go get the book.
You're a grown-up.
A movie comes out, I get the movie.
Right. Well, oops, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, I got a little money now, so I went out and I really bought gifts.
Oh, boy.
It feels good. I felt like fucking Mark Cuban.
Mine must be in the mail.
Yeah, well, I didn't. What, did I get one from you?
I've got you some gifts in the past.
Oh, boy, well.
One I never saw again.
Come again?
Hurt my feelings.
You never saw
I got
her.
You that Christmas gift, the T-shirt. Disappear that night. I'm sure of it.
What shirt?
I got you the, what do you call it, All-Star Cafe?
Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hanging up my wall.
No, I never saw it again. I've been to your house 3 times. I hung out with you every day. That thing left. It never left Caroline's. I'm sure of it.
That's around.
I'm hurt.
I think I use it as a rag.
If I went to therapy, I'd open with that.
Oh,
my God. Mark, I bought him a gift, gave it to him. He made fun of me and never saw it again.
Wait a minute. It's around.
Dream Cafe.
Dream Cafe.
That was a tough find, too.
Yeah, where'd you get that?
I don't even know anymore.
Uh-huh.
I blacked it out. I'm hurt.
Well, I'll be on Amazon tonight.
But anyways, what are you going to do?
Well, thanks for the gift.
Not Daddy. The only gift I got you. The other one I threw in the trash because you blew me off, you son of a bitch. It's all coming out, folks.
Yeah, jeez. This is Chris Kringle.
Chris Tinkle.
Thank you. Funny comedian.
So tell me about these gifts.
So, yeah, I just went to town. I got a niece now. She's 3, 4, 21, I don't know. And she loves My Little Pony, so I just...
What?
I just put my arm... She's a kid, a girl.
My Little Pony? What,
that's
is this, 87?
It's back, baby.
Oh, wow.
My Little Pony's back, transgender, transformer, whatever. They're all back. So I just go down to I Google My Little Pony. Target has a deal with My Little Pony. So
wow.
I go to Target in the financial district... Which is a fucking pain in the ass.
There's a Target in the financial district?
Yeah.
How about that?
That's what I said. I learned a lot. So I go down to Target, I just see the My Little Pony set, and I just put my arm out and just roll it all into a bag, just pushing it in. I spent thousands on My Little Pony.
Buy this for a second.
It's a weird thing to go up to the counter. Like, I'll take all of this. This is like Pesky Pete and Rainbow Dick and all these, you know, White Flight, whatever the hell the pony's name. And I got them all. And then how about this? I go, she likes kooky dresses. She's like a kooky, retarded kid. And I was like, all right, let me get this dress. And it was just a dress of
you a... You bought a dress?
It was like a little dress at Target of a mermaid.
Wow.
It's just, you know, frilly, you know, scales, shiny scales and all this shit. And I was like, give me that dress. I'm not talking to no one. I just took the dress off. And I bought it. And I was like, this is a gamble, but fuck it. I'll get her the dress. I'm going to be a great uncle. And I don't want to jump too far ahead, but I got a bunch of other gifts, blah, blah, blah. Cut to Christmas morning. The niece comes over, hates all the ponies.
Really?
Hates them all. The dress, huge hit.
Oh, boy.
Huge. She over
fit?
The moon.
Fit?
Oh, yeah. It was fit 4 to 8, so I figured she's in there.
4 to 8?
Yeah.
That's like double the size. What are you talking
about? Hey, that's what it goes. These are mermaids. I don't know the mermaid size.
It's got to be a stretchy dress.
It was stretchy. These kids are fat.
A 4-year-old and an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
That's double the size.
Well, I think it really, yeah, it's got some give.
It must be fucking strangling the 8-year-old and yeah. Loosey-goosey on the 4.
Yeah, that's a bad mermaid.
Woo.
Yeah, but that is a good when you really nail and these kids they don't hold back. You know, this kid's she's not gonna go, oh, My Little Pony, thanks, Uncle Mar. She goes, she just throws it behind her.
Right. How old is she now?
3 to 4, 8.
3, 4, 8.
Something in there. I think she's 4. We'll say 4. We'll cut the mustard.
Must be 6. Let's say 6.
No, that's too old.
I wanna cut the 4 and the 8 in half.
Nah, I think she's 4.
All right, she's 4.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but then I got my mom a book. I really did some hunting. I'll get you something. I did some hunting. My mom's obsessed. She's like a foodie fag, real foodie. And so she loves cookbooks and any book with food. But I went to the bookstore, and I was like, you got any cookbooks and shit like that? They were like, we don't have that. It was like a real pretentious bookstore on Bleecker Street. So the guy goes, there's a cookbook store on 3rd Street in the East Village. It's hard to find. You got to push through shrubs and fight a guy, and there's a troll on a bridge. And I was like, all right, I'll do it. I walked all the way there. It's freezing cold. And I found it. And it's this little old lady in an apartment that also works as a bookstore.
Wow.
And it was just full of books about food. And I was like, this is my mom's heaven in here. She's like, oh, yeah, every mom loves this store and blah, blah, blah. And so I got this book on menus. My mom's obsessed with menus. Nailed it.
How about New York City is so big and illustrious,
yeah,
that a cookbook store can survive?
I know. That's what I said. And it's been there for 30 years. A lady's super old. She was kind of cunty. And, yeah, she wrapped it for me. And I walked past that building or that apartment 800 times. I never knew it was there. So I learned a lot.
Wow.
I was out there. My dad is going to Mexico next month for some work thing. I got him a book on the town he's going to.
The movie The Town?
No, the book on the town.
I see. Say What Tadeo.
Come again?
Say What Tadeo. That's the book. That's Say the town what? In Mexico from Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Say what?
Tadeo. Well, that's exciting. My sound is going freaky deaky.
Yeah, it was San Abismo Alingon. I don't know. It was something like that.
But, Mitra.
He loved it. He's like, wow, you got me there. I mean, he could Google it, but it's the thought, you know.
Of course.
He's skimming through the book. He loves it.
Oh, wow. That is amazing.
Then my brother came over. And I forgot to get him a gift.
Ah, jeez.
He got me a little weird. He went to South America, got me a mask, a big African mask. It looked African. I guess it was South American.
I got a couple of those masks on my wall, and they're a little freaky.
Yeah.
You turn the TV off, and they like glow, and their eyes move. It's fucking weird.
The eyes fall. It looks like the mask from the movie, but taller.
Did you try putting it on?
I did.
See if you get fun?
I did, yeah. Scared the kid with it.
He had no ears.
Huh?
The mask. When he puts the mask on, he has no ears.
Interesting.
Yeah, just smooth. I don't know how he hears.
Yeah. Boy, what a movie that was, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a great movie, but it was like, it was different. I've never seen anything like that when I was a kid.
Well, it was the Ace Ventura follow-up, and you had Richard Jenny in there.
Right.
And then Cameron Diaz's debut.
Yeah, she apparently slept on the set to, like, get the gig.
What?
Yeah, she slept in the movie area.
Interesting.
And she would show up first, like, I'm going to be there every day. I don't know. Google it. It was a whole thing.
I'll give it a Google.
She blew a guy.
I got to find a book. Well, that's exciting. So you were a hero.
I was a hero, and it felt great. I got my gal a ton of really big gifts.
Did you get any yourself? You get any gifts from the fam that were nice?
I got from a fan.
Fam.
Oh, fam. They're not fans. No, nothing crazy. What did I get from them? Oh! My parents, this is how my parents work. Boy, God damn it. My mom is such a conniving coos.
Really?
She did this thing where she go, I'll get into it later, but she got me, my parents are like, they got me a joke book, and I'm talking like dollar store joke book, you know, what does a ghost eat for dessert?
A boo pie.
Booberry pie.
Oh, wow.
You almost got it.
Blueberry pie.
There you go. That's the book. That was the opener.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, it was tough. And I gotta
that book stinks.
I'm sitting there reading that, you know, with my pajamas on, and these kids are just got a mermaid dress. My dad's got a Mexico book. I'm like, ah, you dicks. But then my mom goes, look, we're going to come up in New York. We're going to come up in March. We'll buy you a sofa so we can sleep on it. And I was like, well, that's not bad.
Well, you got to go 3 months without a sofa, though.
I know. Well, I got to go buy it, and they'll give me money.
Oh, that's not bad. That's a weird way to do gifts also, though.
Yeah, yeah. It takes the love out.
But as long as we're talking about giving cash, and everyone wants cash, you might as well give cash. Why not do that? I'll go shop. I'll hand you the receipt. You give me the money.
Yeah, I'm not complaining. But
same thing, I guess.
I'm going to piss them off because I'm going to buy the sofa I want, and it's not going to be a sofa bed, and I'll just give them my bed and sleep on the sofa.
That's not bad. That's nice.
There you go.
That's fun. Everybody my parents wins. Never stay at my house. They go. They got to get a hotel. I can't stay.
Well, your parents are considerate.
Yeah, it's too much. I mean, it's not that they're considerate. They just like their space. I'm the same way. I'm done with the couch sleeping and my mother the bathroom. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? They got money. Come to New York. Buy a fucking hotel. What are you doing? Now we're sitting there. They're reading at 7 a.m. They're like, don't want to wake you. They're like tiptoeing around. I'm like, clearly I'm awake, you cunts.
Right. Also, now your mother has to take a big dump in your bathroom.
Yeah.
I mean, you're sitting in a toilet that your mother fucking shat in.
Yeah.
I love my mother and she's sweet as pie and she means the world to me, but I don't want her.
You don't want her dumping.
I don't want her feces in my feces spot.
No, that's your feces.
Yeah, that's my feces bowl.
And Sarah's.
Not to mention my dad's going to be pissing all over the hood.
The hood.
What's the...
What has he got, a clit?
the part of the toilet, the roof, whatever.
The lid.
The lid.
Yes. Also a horrible hat shop. Yes, lids. The
lids.
Lid, the hood.
That's actually one of the better hat shops, I would say.
Oh, is it? I don't even know. Are there bad hat shops?
There's like the pretentious like Austin ones that you walk by. It has like cowboy hats and fedoras and whatnot.
Right. Top hats.
Those are very expensive, by the way.
Yeah, hats are a high hat.
Yeah, you look goofy in them. Not you, the proverbial you.
Got it.
Everybody.
What is a proverb?
I don't know. That's probably our most asked question on this podcast.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
No, I think it's, are you gay?
I don't know. I mean, I'm gay, but I still, I've said what's a proverb many, many times.
All right.
And I still don't know.
I think it's a story.
Tuesdays with Proverbs.
Oh.
That could be something.
Not as good of a ring.
No.
A podcast ring.
But, that thing's really embarrassing, by the way.
Yeah, Marc Maron has we're not going to get into it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so New Orleans was fun. It was cool to give gifts. I was back at the parents' house, slept in the little room they had for me. It's just tough. My parents are tough because my dad's a kook, and he's a very insecure guy, which is where I get it, I guess. So I'll be in the living room watching TV, and when my whole childhood, when that living room is open and free and there's no one in there, I always open the door. And from my second floor, you can see down into the den, you know? And I always see if anyone's down there and there's not, I'm like, oh, thank God.
Right.
That's my whole childhood. It's like, oh, they're gone. And I love them. They're great people, but they're hard to hang with. My parents aren't good hangs. And they go, you want to visit? They say that.
Visit? What does that mean?
That means hang. You want to visit? Like, just sit down with me. I'm your fucking son. Don't make it a thing. You want to visit? Now I got to go, yes, let's visit. Sit down, you old gook.
I don't think they're using that word properly.
No, but that's what they call it.
Oh, wow.
They don't know how to visit.
Oh, my God.
It's very awkward. I can see my dad in the living room. I'm in the den watching TV. I can see my dad in the living room going, all right, he probably doesn't want me to go in there, but I'm going to go in there. It's like, just come fucking in. It's a horrible way to live.
Yikes. And yes. You were there for quite a while.
33 years.
No, I mean this time around, the trip. You were gone a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, my dad, he's got a hook. All right, I'm going to come clean here. Oh, boy. Am I hogging?
No, go. I want to hear about it.
My dad has a hookup. He's got a condo. He knows some lady. Hookup.
Up.
He knows some lady. She's a hooker, and she has a condo in the French Quarter, which is like... You know, real estate, big time. This is some high-end shit.
I think I remember that, because you had gotten a thing before. You paid for the thing, but you get the free thing.
Yes, that's her. It's got a pool. It's great. It's like a beautiful condo. It's like having a, you know, just like a loft in the West Village you can just use.
That's a hell of a hooker.
Yeah, she's a dame. So so he's like, here, I got the keys to the condo for you. You're in. Bada bing, bada boom. I was like, wow, thanks. So we go to the condo, me and the gal, and I get out of the parents' house. So I got the condo, and then Schumer comes to town, and she goes, hey, I'm putting you up in a hotel in the quarter. So I'm like, shit, should I call Schumer and be like, cancel the hotel? And I'll just keep the condo. I don't want her spending a couple of hundo on a hotel. So
she's got the money.
Yeah. So I talked to the dame about it, and she's like, fuck it, let's spend half the time in the condo, half the time in the hotel, mix it up. I was like, all right, great.
That's fun.
Yes.
Wow.
So now we got two apartments in the quarter.
If you get in a fight, you can each go to your separate quarters.
Ooh,
French quarters.
Yeah, that's good.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. And so we did the condo. I stayed in there. We had sex all over that fucking thing. Sorry, madam, who owns it. And
she's a hooker. What are you going to do?
Yeah, she gets it. And so we stayed there. And then how about this? It's rain. It rained the whole time in New Orleans. Brutal. Hate the rain. And so we pack up all our shit. We're like, let's go to the hotel now. We spent four nights at the condo. Let's go to the hotel, or three nights. And we're walking out. It's drizzly. Got your luggage. Everything's wet. Cars spraying water on you. You know, it's brutal. And then you get to the hotel, and they go, oh, you're not in until tomorrow night. It was like a 20-minute walk.
Oh.
I was like, fuck. So we got to walk all the way back in the rain, huffing and puffing. And this is where my mom is a coos, and this is what I want to get to.
Dad's a kook, mom's a coos.
Yes.
Coos kook.
Coos kook. Not bad. Sounds like a booze cruise. Coos kook. All right, so I go, hey, you know, I'm staying at the condo, Mom. And she goes, you should get her a gift. I go, you're right. It's the second time I'm staying there. I'm going to get her a gift. So I go, what does she like? My dad's like, get her some flowers. Put the flowers in there. Blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, you got it. And he goes, so she likes wine. I go, great. I'll get some wine and some flowers. Put it in the condo. She'll show up. They're in there. Boom.
Nice.
So then my mom goes, nah, well, my mom runs a food museum in New Orleans. That's right. Her thing. That's her bread and anal.
Cookbook.
So she goes, why don't you come to the museum? I'll give you a nice book. She loves New Orleans, this lady. So I'll give you a nice book on New Orleans. You can put it, a coffee table book. Those coffee table books are no cheap.
Yeah, if she's going to give it to you for free, though, you might as well get the wine and the flowers and the book.
That's
triple
not
up.
Bad. That's not bad.
What if she gave you the same book you gave her?
Oh.
Native American give.
Little re-gift. Little porter. So I go, all right, it's a deal. So I go to meet my mom at the food museum. I got to get the obligatory tour. Now, because you know, now I'm hinting, she's got me in her hooks.
Yeah.
So I got to get the tour of the museum. I'm with the gal. We're just like, yeah, yeah, oh, look at that. The crock pot killed the Boston Marathon. Got it. Yeah, yeah. You don't mess with this town. All right, we got it. And so she goes, here's the book. I'll give you a discount. And I go, I thought you were giving me the book. And she goes, what are you, crazy? This is an expensive book. And I go, you rooked me.
Your mother sold you a book?
She sold me a book.
Oh, Jesus.
But she got me to say no to the flowers and the wine, but I came down to the museum, and she sold me a book. She made a sale.
Oh,
you see
wow.
what I'm saying? She nixed the other idea because she wanted to get a sale.
Wow.
So I'm furious now, but I got to just stand there and go, oh, yeah. She's like, I can't just give you this book. It's crazy. Expensive. I go, oh, yeah, yeah, all right. So now I'm like grinding my teeth. I go up to the nice girl at the register. I'm like, can you believe my mom sold me this fucking book? She's selling me this book. She goes, I'll give you a good discount. So she gave me a pretty good discount.
All right.
But still.
You should have taken the five-finger discount.
I know.
Theft.
Fisted her. Oh, yeah, theft.
Why do they always assume these thieves only have one hand?
Interesting. Well, you're not really stealing with two.
I don't know. I mean, how big is the book?
It's a big book.
It's probably a 10-finger book.
I might need a 15. So how about this? So there's a restaurant connected to the museum. So I go, all right, we bought you a fucking book, whore. We're going to go down to Parkway Tavern and get ourselves a po' boy. Best po' boy in town, blah, blah, blah. So my mom goes, well, the restaurant next door has po' boys. You're going to spend just as much. You might as well eat there. And I go, are you kidding me? Now you're trying to get the restaurant a sale.
Oh, boy.
This lady.
I wouldn't be surprised to find out she was invested in this restaurant.
Aha! I think you're right.
Hmm.
So
I don't trust this dame.
So I grab my huge fucking book. This thing weighs 40 pounds. And I go over to the restaurant. And my mom's watching me, and I'm waving. Yeah. The hostess goes, how many? I go, two. My mom's watching me. It's all glass. And I go, two. And she goes, all right. And I sneak out the back door.
Oh.
With the book.
Classic.
Yeah. Suck on that, Mrs. Norman.
Yeah.
So then we're hightailing it down the street, and I get an Uber. We go to fucking Parkway.
Ah, you hightailed.
Yes. Not a low tail.
With a 15-fingered book.
Yes.
Did she like the book?
I don't know. I just put it in the coffee table and left.
Oh, all right. Well, I hope she liked it.
But then here's the clinker. The next day, we pack up again. We have our sex all over the place. Then we pack up. We walk to the hotel. They go, we feel bad about yesterday. And we're all wet. It's raining again. We're all wet. We look like sad dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady goes, we've upgraded you to the Ritz.
Wow.
The Marriott and the Ritz are connected. They upgrade us to the Ritz.
What, she was going to put you in a Marriott?
Yeah.
Yikes.
A decent Marriott.
Wow, the Ritz.
Yeah. So
that's
now,
as good as it gets.
Now the lady is just elated. She's like, woo, the Ritz. Oh, my God. She's a, you know, a Beantown chick.
Yeah.
Know? And she's like, oh, my God, she's trash.
Yeah.
She's loving this Ritz. So we get in there. She puts the robe on. She's using the Nespresso. I'm bucking her from behind while she's drinking her Nespresso. It's great.
With some highly successful people in Boston, by the way.
Well, she's, you know, Quincy bullshit.
Thought she was sandwich.
Same thing.
That's not even close.
Well, you know, she's you know, just a little suburban gal.
I got you.
I don't mean to call Beantown trash.
Right.
But she's you know.
I mean, the Kennedys. Come on. Yeah. And the you know, the other family.
Uma Thurman.
David Ortiz.
Beantown.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
How about that? What do you think of her?
I like Uma. I don't think she's all that sexy, but I love Kill Bill. I love Pulp Fiction. I mean, she's sexy in that.
I feel like she's right up your dick.
Nah, she's too long, I
she's
think.
Long.
There's a lot of long...
Long face, long
stretched
leg.
Parts, you
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But she's sexy. I mean, I like her. Yeah, Pulp Fiction, hot, Kill Bill. I mean, there's some sexy.
Yeah.
But I really like, like we talked about, Kristen Wiig. That's more my speed, you know. But I settle for the old Sarah Talamash. Not settled. What's the word?
Oh, boy. Settled down?
That's my...
cup of jizz?
Squeeze.
Yes.
Yeah.
Main squeeze.
Well, she's not a cup of jizz, for God's sake. She's a cup of love.
There you go. Well, jizz is love.
I suppose so.
Well, it doesn't have to be.
It's salty, sticky love.
Yes.
Great album.
Some say it tastes like bleach.
Is that right? Who's drinking bleach and cum?
That's the old joke.
What's the old joke?
It's got to taste like bleach, so you remember to do the laundry.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that somebody's joke?
I think it's Doug Stanhope.
Yeah. It's not like something. It's not from the joke book.
No,
it's his bit.
No. What does a boo eat for? What does a ghost eat for dinner? Cum.
Wouldn't it be fun, a fun prank or thing to do if you had the money to make one of those books, but just have one joke in there, like not the last joke, but like 90 pages in that's
right.
Just like, and fuck her in the ass and cum in her eye.
Right.
And then just go right back to like, how many skunks does it take to stink up a room? A few.
Right.
You know? Yeah, and then the next joke is...
What is a pirate's favorite letter? R.
Right.
Yeah.
What is a pirate's favorite activity? Holding a woman down and raping her with his peg leg. Cunt, you know?
Yeah.
And then he goes right back.
And the kid's just like, what's a cunt? Yeah. So New Orleans was a treat, and the New Year's show, now it's New Year's. And boy, hometown, we did the Mahalia Jackson Theater, which is right in Armstrong Park. I mean, the whole thing was just bananas. And we get there. It's a love fest. It's like Nikki Glaser and Rachel Feinstein. Theo Vaughn is there. Schumer shows up. We're sitting in catering, and Schumer never comes to catering because you know the food's not great. And we're all just yucking it up, eating, and it was like a nice moment to sit with some comics again, you know.
Yeah.
And we're all just laughing and one upping each other and busting balls, eating the food, and the theater fills up. Nikki goes on first, kills it. Rachel kills it. Everybody's got their main squeeze with them, and we're all back. And it's fun having my gal backstage because, like, you get to see what I'm doing all the time.
Right.
You know, and you know, we're with Amy Schumer, nothing to sneeze at there, you know, giant celeb.
No, I would never sneeze at her.
Don't sneeze. And so show goes great. Theo Vaughn goes up, kills it. He's a funny guy, just murders it. Great guy. And I got to follow that. My parents are in the crowd. My brother's in the crowd. His wife, my ex, I'm gay. And I go up, have a hot one. My riff bombs. Don't you hate that?
Oh, yeah, it's the worst.
The riff gets zero, and you start going, your confidence just goes, woo.
Yeah,
just,
because you're trying to, the riff is to say, look, I'm funny.
Yes.
And then they don't think it's funny, and then they're going, that's basically them going, no, you're not.
Right.
And then
exactly.
You go, everyone just said, no, you're not to me.
Right, right, right. And then you're like, well, I got my written material that works, but that's already tried and true. The riff was supposed to be, look how funny I can be.
Right.
So the riff bomb, so my confidence just goes through my asshole. And then I get them back with the jokes, and I killed it, had a hot set. And I bring up Amy. Ah, sure. The place goes bananas. And then she gets into her gun material.
Uh-oh.
Now we've done this, or she's done this for... 50 arenas, whatever the hell, all over the country, South, North, Midwest, whatever, Middle East, and no problems. In my town, she's doing her gun bit, and she goes, even blind people can get guns. That's a big bit. And she's like, the thing you look through is called a sight. And one guy stands up, this big hillbilly, and goes, fuck you, bitch! And runs out, kicks the side door open, and leaves.
Really?
And she goes, suck my dick. It was the whole thing.
Wow.
And the place is going crazy, and like Amy's boyfriend like gets up, and he's like at the side of the stage, like, ah, what's going on over here, you know? And like I'm looking like, holy shit, can you believe that? 50-something arenas, never a peep. And then we go into my town, and some guys, they call her a bitch and say, fuck you.
Wow. He said, fuck you, and left.
Fuck you, bitch. It was like operatic. It was like out of a musical.
Wow.
Fuck you, bitch.
That's insane.
Kicked the door open and left.
Wow. Well, good for him. Get out of there.
Yeah.
See you later.
He left.
Is it a good bit? Is it strong? Because a lot of people have these gun bits, and some of them just don't even... I saw a... comedian recently with a CISO special talking about guns, and there was no punchline.
Mm.
It was just going, I don't like guns. And the guy went, woo! And are there jokes in it?
Oh, yeah. It's jokes all day long, and it's a long bit, but it's just peppered with bits. I mean,
yeah.
It's really funny.
It's so hard to do jokes about this gun business because, what's his name, did it so well? Jeffries.
Yeah.
And all these people have these gun jokes.
Yeah.
And it's very divisive, you know?
Very divisive. So... you know, she settled it down. He left, so it was kind of, she just shit on him for a while and blah, blah. And, it, you know, it all came together. And then, you know, the show ends. We jump in a bus. We jump in, like, a party bus. We go to Jennifer Coolidge's house.
Who's Jennifer Coolidge?
Legally Blonde, all the best in show, Stifler's mom, she's the MILF.
Oh, okay, yeah. Seinfeld, the masseuse.
The masseuse!
Yes!
She's also on Two Broke Girls.
Wow.
She loves New Orleans, she has a place in New Orleans, she bought a big mansion in the Garden District.
Oh my God.
So she's like, I'm having the party. So we go to her place, and holy shit, what a spread. If you look at my Instagram, there's a picture of us, we're on a table, it must have been 100 feet long, there's 40 people on each side, and candle-lit chandeliers. There was a live jazz band. There's a tap dancer just doing a jig when you walk in.
A tap dancer?
Yeah.
I hope he was white.
He was.
Yeah, yeah. That would be unacceptable.
But that's the thing. You want to hire black people, but then you hire the wrong black guy for the wrong job, and it's a whole thing.
Yeah, you can't hire a black guy to dance for a bunch of white people.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
no good.
Yeah.
Don't you always feel that when I see a black guy shining a white guy's shoes?
Oh,
it makes me very uncomfortable.
That's very odd.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of white guilt. I'm not one of those people. But the black guy scrubbing a white guy's shoe, I find it off-putting.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a black guy picking cotton the other day. I couldn't believe
what?
It. I'm joking.
Oh, jeez.
But, yeah, so the party. Unbelievable. There's oysters everywhere. There's shrimp cocktail. There's an open bar. The outdoors is open. There's a patio is open. There's a lady out there with a, you know, shucking and jiving and just seafood everywhere. Everything was lit by candlelight. Beautiful home. The live band was amazing. The whole thing was just beautiful.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
And my gal is just like, oh my, is this how you live? And you know, pretending like this is all normal.
This is New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
Wow, it's pretty normal, I mean, with Schumer anyways.
I guess, but this is like, usually we go to some fancy steakhouse, which is great, but this is like in a home, it's warm, it's nice.
Wow.
You know people.
How is Coolidge?
She's sweet as pie. She's a great gal, funny, just a lovely, giving person. We're at her home, for Christ's sake. And she's like, all right, ding, ding, ding. We all sit down. We grab our seats, and we're all eating fried lobster, baked lobster and haddock and paddock or whatever the hell it is. And just we count down, and we start making out at the thing, and it was great.
You and Coolidge?
Yeah. Me and Stifler's mom. What a MILF.
You should have tried to get a massage.
I should have, yeah. So well, yeah, it was just a great night.
Wow, that's amazing. That's a way to bring in the new year.
Yeah.
And the old year.
I guess so.
People always talk about bringing in the new year, but it's also putting a close to the last year, you know?
We put too much on the new year. I hate all that shit. In 2017, I'm going to learn how to suck my own... Oh, shut up. You would have learned it already.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure for... Especially for non-comedians. Because we're out every night and everything.
Right, right.
But it's so much pressure to be... I remember before I was really working, being like, what are we going to do in New Year? What are you doing in New Year? What are you doing in New Year's? And you got to have like a certain amount of fun and everything.
Right, right.
It's so liberating when you finally put that away and go, I don't give a shit. It's another night. Who cares?
Yeah. So that was our night. Then Hannibal showed up. Hannibal, how fucking hilarious is Hannibal? He's texted me all night. He was supposed to do the show. He got too drunk, missed his flight, so he didn't get to New Orleans till like 11.
Wow.
Yeah. So he shows up at this party with a couple of gals, and then I just never saw him again. I don't know what he did.
Wow. I don't know Hannibal at all. I've never spent any time with him.
Ah, great guy.
My New Year's was much, much different.
Hit me, baby.
A lot lower scale. I did a one-nighter in Albany and Schenectady.
Woo, upstate, huh?
Did an Albany-Schenectady situation. Me and Greg Stone, we drove up there together. You know me and Stone, we're thick as thieves. I love that son of a bitch. One of the funniest guys I've ever met.
So funny. Good egg.
Sweet as American pie, and just we had a great talk. You know, you get in there, and you go, I think about this, and I think about that, and we talked race and politics and spirituality, all that shit.
Yeah.
And just yucking it up. And we were starving. He's starving. He's a big bear, that guy, you know.
Big old honey bear.
Yeah, so we're driving up there, and we're hungry. And once you get far enough, I always like to get a good chunk of the ride out. I'm like, let's get going, and then we'll find something
to
eat.
I'm with you.
But we had like all these shitty choices, and he's like, I can't eat McDonald's. But once you get far enough up there, up to like Woodstock, there's no food without sitting down and going to a diner. It was
right.
The whole thing. And the college football playoff was there, so I wanted to get up there in time to watch that.
Want a drive-through or something?
I want a quick highway bullshit, off and on. So finally we have to settle for highway McDonald's. We go to McDonald's, and I got to piss so bad. You know me and my bladder.
Oh, tiny blood.
Holding in my piss, and I'm like, I got to piss. So I go in the bathroom. I piss for about 3 days. I come out. He's in line at McDonald's, just dying laughing. Like that look where you're like, something's happening. This is exciting.
Yeah.
So I come over and I go, this is a great moment. I go, what the hell's going on? He goes, what, McDonald's is just hiring children now? So now I'm looking at him. My eyesight mind shot this scene exactly the way I would if a movie. I wouldn't change one thing if it was a movie. I'm looking at him. He's dying laughing. He goes, McDonald's is just hiring children now? So I start laughing already. I'm like, this is already going to be funny when I turn my head to look at McDonald's. So I pan, I look, and it's like an old crazy lady with like gnarly teeth who looks like a McDonald's employee in Schenectady, the hat with the frizzy hair.
Yeah.
And I start laughing because she looks like a kook, but I know that's not the punchline.
Uh-huh.
So I pan left, and I see a young-looking girl with pimples and weird, and I'm like, I don't think that's it either, but that's a young person, but I'm already laughing because he's laughing.
And we're getting warmer.
Yes. And so I pan one more time, I scale over, see nothing. So I have to pan the camera, my eyes, downward. There's an 8-year-old boy working at McDonald's.
Get out of here.
A chubby. He looks like Babe Ruth, the child, in the movie The Babe
when
he's a kid.
Yes.
And they show him hit like a 500-foot home run in fifth grade.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I got a picture. I'll post it tomorrow with the podcast. This kid is 7 years old. I mean, he weighs 800 pounds. He can't see over the counter. You got to see it.
What?
And I just burst out laughing because it's like rule of three. It couldn't have been more perfect. He goes, they're hiring children.
Pan down is great.
Old lady, teenage girl, zero, look down. It's a kid. And I just burst out laughing. And this poor kid must just have people laughing at him every single day, all day long.
Well, hey, I got a hand to this fucking kid. He's got a goddamn job at 8.
I don't know what's going on. His mother must have beat him and left or something. But I don't know if his dad's dead or what's going on with this kid.
Maybe he killed his community service. I don't know.
Well, he must be eating McDonald's. He must be sneaking fries because he's a fat piece of shit, this kid. But I shouldn't call him a piece of shit if I'm posting a picture of his face. But
he's got a gig.
So I look over and I just start dying laughing. I'm like, you got to get a photo. And I can't stop laughing. So Greg tries to take a sneaky photo by doing this. He holds his phone up like he's talking to the phone.
Clever.
And just starts snapping. But the photo's everywhere. I'm like, you can't do that. That's not a good way to get it because you got it sideways. So I go, the only way to take a photo is someone, pretend we're taking a selfie, but you have it pointed at him.
Yes.
So we do that. So Greg has just got we're next in line. He's just blatantly reaching out and taking a picture. And in the photo, the kid's looking directly into the camera. We're pretending to take a selfie for no reason at a Schenectady Highway McDonald's.
You look like a couple of homos in Schenectady.
Yeah, so we take the photo, and as soon as he takes the photo, Greg goes, well, that's it. We got every McDonald's. We got a photo at every McDonald's.
Clever.
And I just die laughing because the idea of us taking, we don't take it in front of a sign. The idea that we've been to every single McDonald's is so crazy. And the last one is Schenectady.
Oh, boy.
And then we just took a picture of nothing behind us. So now I'm just crying laughing. And luckily, the teenage girl, she takes us. She's got braces.
Oh, thank God.
We're going to have to go to the factory, but I can't stop laughing.
Yeah.
And I'm just dying. I can't order my food. I'm going, number three. I'm crying.
So we
go there. We order our food. And I felt bad because I didn't want her to think we're laughing at her.
Right.
Because she's just some McDonald's braces skank. And I take that back. She's not a skank. Legion of skanks. So anyways, we wait for the food. And then like some guy's fighting with the woman. He's like, where's my food? And the lady was mean back to him. It was kind of fun.
Oh, boy.
I hate these guys that just try to abuse McDonald's employees, which I'm doing right now, but behind their back.
They're not gonna hear
that. He's not old enough to listen to this podcast, so
that's true.
He won't hear it for another 10 years when he graduates high school or McDonald's.
Woo-wee.
So anyways, but the guy was like, this is bullshit. I've been waiting. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry that you had to wait for French fries. Do you still want your French fries?
Ooh.
And she was kind of hot, too. This is a separate fourth manager lady that came out.
Hot, really?
She was sexy in a weird way. I said to Greg, I was like, are you attracted to her? He's like, very.
I'm attracted to the kid.
I kind of want to fuck. He's got a big, plump ass. He's got
like
a J-Lo ass, this kid.
Yeah, I'll sit on that McMuffin.
oh, it's a McMuff. There's no muff, though. He hasn't hit puberty. I swear to God, he couldn't hit. He was sitting on phone books.
I can't put a pube in your food.
I'll show you the picture.
All right.
Anyway, so we get
I can't wait for this photo.
Oh, it's insane. I mean, you're going to shit. So
shouldn't he be in the ball pit?
I don't know what's going on with this kid. He is a ball pit.
His balls haven't dropped.
He looked like he was smuggling balls under his tight McDonald's vest.
Yeah, the best.
Anyways.
I picture with a hat with a propeller on it.
Oh, it's crazy. So anyway, we do the gig, and fun gig. Chris Lambert is on. He killed. We do this one show. The show in Schenectady was fun. It was like a TV audience. It was like a bleacher situation, big old jazz band behind us.
Wow, that's fun.
But they hadn't come out. It was just their setup, and I riffed and killed. And then it was one of these fun shows. We had to stagger us. We were running from one town to the other. Like, Greg got off stage. He fucking murdered. And then he was mad because he wasn't middling. He wants to middle. And he's like, what? This is crazy. I thought I was middling. I was like, I thought you were. I didn't know Lambert was on the gig. So anyway, so Greg kills. Chris fucking kills. I killed. Greg has to run over to the car. He takes off. He heads over to start the other show. Then Chris gets off. He jumps in another car and goes over.
Same night? Two shows?
Two shows across, like 20 minutes away from each other.
Who set that up?
This guy, Tom Lewis. You know Tom Lewis?
I don't know. I'd like to know Tom Lou.
Great guy. And Ethan Ullman. Both great guys. Really nice guys. So Greg is off driving to the other gig while Chris is on stage. He goes on. Chris gets off. They have a runner. He drives him over. So now that show's going on. Now I get in the car. I drive over. So Chris is on stage when I get there. It was a fight. It was like doubling up in the city, but
I love
upstate.
That. Yeah, yeah. And now is Lambert coming with you?
He's in the car ahead of me.
All right.
So he runs off. I go, great set. You killed. He's like, all right, have fun. He takes off. I go up. And we pulled it off. And you know, as a comedian, you're not dealing with all that. These guys have been freaking out for months, Ethan and Tom. They're like, how can we pull this off? It's going to be work time-wise, yada, yada.
Yeah, it's like heist.
So the night ends. They're like popping champagne and loosening their tie. Like, we can't believe we did it. We're just assholes that drove up and did two 30-minute sets.
Isn't that funny, too? They're like, we pulled it off. Let's have it. And you're like, we're going to drive back.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, it was like 11:55. I'm like, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
We ended up going to Denny's for dinner, which was fun. It was like we brought in the new year at Denny's. It was a very cheesy and like
I like it kitschy,
not cheesy, but you know, not the opposite of like a candlelight thing. It was kind of fun,
right,
you know?
Right.
It was kind of sweet. We're having Denny's and I'm sitting on a bag of tarps. It's like a backstage of this like local town theater. I posted a picture, but it was real dirty and gritty and fun, and it was really exciting and fun gig.
Nice. Wow, that's a beautiful night.
Yeah, let me fire this out, too. Please. Laugh Boston. I did Laugh Boston the night of Town Hall. I would have liked to have done that Town Hall gig with you.
Yeah, well, the fact that you weren't there is probably why I got it.
Nah, he likes to use three. I think it would have been all three of us.
Oh, that's right.
It would have been fun. But because that's the only show that was two people. But anyway, so I did Laugh Boston, and that was fun, going home to Laugh Boston. And now people come out. We have fans.
Wow.
It's insane. I got to thank everybody, especially Frank and Lizzie Gwynn. And Frankie G, his sister, comes out. She's a big fan of the pod. Got me a card with a Starbucks gift card in it. Really appreciate that. And a bunch of really nice people. Aaron out there and his wife, whose name I forget. They're so sweet, our fans.
They're good people. Smart, good eggs.
Yeah, and filled up the whole crowd. I mean, it was the divider was there. So it wasn't like 400 people, but it was 100 people packed in,
woo!
Nice and warm. And I've always had an issue at Laugh Boston with some sort of heckler or
yes,
phone, but this
me
was
too.
This was pretty great.
Tuesdays, baby.
Yeah, everyone came out. So nice. Really appreciate it. So thoughtful. People from my high school. It was all these people from high school. I went to high school with him. I went to high school with her. It was very exciting. Friday night goes off without a hitch. Cantor's middling.
Nice.
And EJ Murphy, my old pal, we started together way back in the day. He emceed and just great stuff. And so Saturday night, everyone that comes backstage goes, there's a fucking drunk out there. The front table's hammered. They suck. They're going to kick them out. Selena Kopic is on the show. She's doing a guest spot.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, she's fun. Funny gal. And
love the cop.
Very lovely as well. And she comes out. She's like, yeah, they're drunk. They're a little better. Cantor comes out. He's like, they're hammered out there. There's one table. There's this one girl that keeps heckling. Everyone keeps saying this. So I'm in my head. I'm like, shit, my parents are there. My family's there. There's this one girl that keeps yelling out. I'm like, what's they just kick them out? They're in the front row, so you can't kick them out. I'm like, fucking A, this sucks. They bring me out. I walk out. The table, it's my neighbor for 35 years. She goes, fucking Joe List, what's up?
Come on.
And I go, what? You?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
And I just know it. So it kind of took it down, the fact that I knew her.
Right.
Because it wasn't just some maniac. And she was having fun. She was enjoying the show and excited to see me. She was just drunk. She had a few too many before the show, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so she was kind of heckling, but I riffed on that, and it was killing. I was like, you're my fucking neighbor.
Right.
The crowd was dying. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I've known you since kindergarten. You're heckling the show.
Good.
And,
cut her down.
It ended up being fun, and she was fine. And I was like, got to wrap up. She's like, you're taking too long. I want to fucking smoke.
Jesus.
It was like real Boston. Like,
yeah.
And like that real thing of like, you can never get too far from where you grew up.
Yeah,
you know,
baby. They pull you back in.
These maniacs. But it was fun and eventful, and that was exciting. And my parents were there, and my cousin, and yeah, that was pretty much it. She heckled me a bunch. It was crazy. And then a different person was hammered at the show. They were quiet. Later on, we're all hanging out at the bar, and it's about time to wrap up. Cantor's girlfriend, her whole family's there, and this one audience member is just sitting at the chair, like a high chair, like a high bar.
Yes, high top.
High top chair, and he must have been drunk or something. He was just, I mean, he was hammered. I don't know if he was sleepy, but all of a sudden, uh-oh, he just starts to tip over.
Timber!
Timber! You just hear this. Boom! And a smash. You know when you hear a noise and you're like, that was bad.
Yes.
A bad thing happened.
Oh, queef.
It's just a sound that's like, that's not good. And I was kind of behind this pillar, so I scanned over. I just see little legs, and this guy looks up, blood pouring out of his face, teeth everywhere.
Teeth!
Here's my two big pet peeve things that I can't handle. Pee hole.
Yeah.
Pet pee hole.
Uh-huh.
And teeth.
How about a tooth in the pee hole?
Oh, God, a molar.
Ah!
A cracking of tooth or losing of tooth or a dick hole. When everyone tells me a story about they had to put a Q-tip in or a tube in my dick hole.
Oh, God.
I can't even, like, entertain. I can't even handle, even if someone's kidding, like, hey, your dick, I'm like, shut the fuck up. I want to kill myself.
Yeah, yeah. I got that with ears.
Ears?
Putting shit in my ear, like a Q-tip jamming in. Oh my God.
Yeah, but pee hole is even worse, you know?
Yeah, but sometimes pee hole can, there's some ecstasy involved, I think.
What?
Ah, you shit's putting shooting out of there, you know?
Maybe if you put ecstasy in there, other than that, I don't. And then a cracking of a tooth.
I'm with you on the teeth, yikes.
One time at the Whitman Hansen, my high school in 93 or something, there was a Super Bowl. We won the Super Bowl at BU Nickerson Field, where the first World Series was played. And this one kid, we were like, let's take the field, we won! I was like a kid at the time. And this one kid was running down the bleachers, tripped and smashed his face open, broke his teeth. A broken tooth thing.
Yeah. I tripped a kid in like first grade, and he just went straight down. He was running, and I just put the leg out like a cartoon leg out. Whoop.
Yeah.
And he fell right over it. Fell onto a hardwood floor. Teeth went in the floor. I had to pay for it. My parents had to pay. It was a whole thing. He sued me. It was crazy.
Oh, my God.
He died.
Yeah, yeah. The tooth in the floor is too much. But I cracked my tooth one time in Dayton, Ohio, at the condo with Canada, my drinking days. I was hammered, and I stole a wreath off one of the doors.
Yeah.
And I just went for I ran for it, and I was like, wah! I turned backwards, like, ah! And like a cartoon also, I just ran into a fucking door, like the frame of the door.
Yes.
Chipped my bottom tooth right here.
Oh, my God.
It really hurt, yeah.
This is a little different. One time I was biting into a taco, and the tortilla broke off and went into my gum.
Oh, I've had that.
You've had that?
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Stuck
bad.
And I had to pull it out with my finger. It was an inch in.
Yeah, I always get nervous when eating chips because that had those sharp angles.
Yeah.
And like back here, I my wisdom teeth are all kooky, so I got thick gums back there. They stick right in. I got these soft gums. They bleed like a fucking 13-year-old on her period.
Yeah.
Or a 14-year-old.
Sure.
Any age.
Any age.
Until, you know, 60 or whatever it is.
Right, right. That's some bloody, that's a thicker blood. It's like chum.
Yeah. I had one other thing from Christmas here real quick.
Hit me.
Oh, let me just talk about this real quick because it was real fun. So the other day I got back to, you know, when you get back home after Christmas, you're like, all right, new me. You get away from that family. I love my family and I have a blast up there, but it's also stress because there's a lot of like close talking and fake laughing. And like,
tell me about it.
So it's nice to just get away. So I come back home. I go to the gym that first day, the 26th.
I did the same thing.
Feels so good. Cranked out a good workout. Nice steam. Sarah's out of town, so it's like I went late night, so it's like 12:30 a.m. And I'm leaving. I feel like I finally settled down. I got the steam out. Christmas is over. All the pressure. I'm leaving the gym. And for whatever reason, I just see a light up in the third floor. This is on 37th Street in Astoria. I look up. Curtains wide open. A big 70s-looking dude. Beautiful chest. With the short, curly hair, white guy, but had, like, black guy chest hair.
Oh, the weird beady, puby hair.
Yes, curly, puby. And he is fucking his lady.
Whoa!
Like, I've never seen anyone fuck. I couldn't see her. I just saw little calf muscles, and he's fucking like a rabbit.
Wow.
And it was hot.
Yeah, it was.
It was the only time I've only seen just a man and been turned on.
Oh, come on. I've been here all year.
Well, I mean, you're wearing too many layers or something.
Yeah, right.
He was fucking. And it was weird. Like, you could tell, like, the curtains were open so we could see.
Wow.
And I had to slow my walk. I had my mouth agape.
I love it. That's a real New York moment. It's like an apartment building, big sweaty Italian guy railing a whore.
I mean, he was pounding her.
Wow.
And it was sexy. I was looking at a bare-chested man. I'm like, that is hot. I mean, it could have been a guy he was fucking.
Was he ripped?
He was ripped. He had like a divided chest, like old school.
Divided, like the country.
He looked like he took a DeLorean from 78, was like, I'm going to fuck a 2016 hipster.
Thank God. I love it.
But it was really hot. I went home, I jerked off. I was jerked off thinking of this man fucking this girl.
I don't blame it. I jerked off thinking of the kid at McDonald's.
Yeah, well, he's got a nice pair of tits on him.
Oh, yeah.
And a nice soft dick.
He probably smells like, you know, McDonald's.
That's what we were talking about with the manager lady. I was like, I think it would be fun to fuck. I mean, I don't want to date a woman that works at McDonald's, but one fuck of a ketchup lady.
Totally.
Her lips are all salty from stealing fries, you know?
Yeah, I want to put my balls in that fryer.
I think that would be unenjoyable.
You're probably right, but after that, they'd have like a crispy shell.
I would eat your balls.
Thank you.
French balls. all right, we got to wrap it up, but folks, tonight... Tonight!
Yeah!
Come out. Even if you don't have plans, fuck your plans. Be a sperm of the moment kind of person.
I like it.
Get up, get on the train, get in your car, take an Uber, come to 78th and Broadway, 8 p.m. We got funny guests.
Yeah.
Live show. It'll end up being a Patreon bonus ep.
Yes.
But it's going to be fun. Go to that Patreon. Throw some money. We got some video. Shelby's working on some crazy video shit and some posters and all kinds of weird shit. And the live episodes are up, the bonus episode every month. Good stuff. A lot of people are on that Patreon. Some people poo-poo it, but the ones that don't are really getting some good stuff over there.
Yeah, screw you. Poo-poo on my chest. This last live one was killer. We had a full house. It was amazing. Everybody killed. And we got funny guests tonight, so it's going to be a hot show. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah, come and check it out. And my website is now live. I'm working on getting dates slowly up there. ComedianJoeList.com. Check it out. Tell a friend. Sign up for the email list. And tell a friend about the pod. We want 2017 to blow this motherfucker up here.
Yeah, baby. And it's a lunch website. I've seen it. So check it out. All that shit.
Yeah, tell everybody you know to check out the pod.
And where are you going to be there, Fatty?
Oh, I got a bunch of dates. February 10th and 11th. I'm going to be up in New Hampshire. Killer show. Like this old school Boston show. Wendy Liebman, Mike McDonald, Tony V, Kenny the Viper Rogerson.
Woo!
And that's February 10th. One is in Lebanon. The other one's in Nashua, I think.
Lebanon.
Lebanon, New Hampshire. I don't have my dates in front of me. I'm an idiot. And then what's the Friday? 28th. I'm going to post this on my Facebook and Twitter. We're doing a Planned Parenthood benefit. They're trying to defund it. We got a great show. And Planned Parenthood, it's the 27th, I just realized. January 27th. Friday night, Upper East Side. I'll post all the details. Email me or tweet at me for more details. It's $10. Money goes straight to Planned Parenthood. They take your warts off your dick.
Yes.
They do a lot more than 2% of what they do is abortions. They prevent a lot more pregnancies than they terminate. And
yes.
It's just a great place to get free health care for men and women. So, you know, whatever your politics, come on, we need places like this for
yes.
the people.
Yes, 2% right. of an abortion is not much.
Yeah, that's only a toe.
Right. So I will be in, check out my website too, marknormancomedy.com, and, you know, hit us up on the Facebook fan page, tweet at us, yell at Chipotle as usual. And come see me at the Hartford Funny Bone this weekend, or I'll be at Laugh It Up in Poughkeepsie next weekend after that. Then I'm in Winnipeg. Is that where Rumors is?
Yeah.
Yeah, Winnipeg. So come out. It'll be an Arctic, sad Arctic winter up there. Then I got Magoobies in Baltimore in February, and then we're back in Tampa. Get some sunshine at the Strip Club City in Side Splitters. And then I'm back at Helium, one of my favorite clubs in Philly in February, and then Laugh Comedy in Boston. So come on out, folks.
Laugh Boston.
Wait, what did I say?
You said Laugh Comedy.
Oh, it's Seattle.
Oh.
Sorry,
not
Laughs.
Boston.
Laughs in Seattle. I'm at Laugh Boston in like June.
Oh, all right. All right, gang, that's a show. Tell a friend, Happy New Year. Be nice to each other out there. It's a tough time to be alive.
Yeah, good luck with your dumb resolutions.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Aha! Uh-huh.